It's the stuff.
It's just insane around the country what's going on.
People are talking about.
I mean, what happened to law and order?
103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. You're listening to Columbia's Morning News on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Once again, here's Gary David and Christopher Thompson.
Morning to you. It's now 8:40. We're going to have on board for this Tuesday morning, the 26th of October. Well, it was, I guess, about, 9 days or so ago, give or take, 11 days or whatever, that Medicare open enrollment started. Well, coming up here in a matter of just a few days, it will be the open market, open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, the Marketplace Insurance. That period runs from November 1 through the middle part of January. We're joined now by, gosh, a guy I haven't seen in forever, Frank Knapp. How are you, brother?
Man, Gary, it is so good to be in the studio with you.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a long time. Thank you for letting me come in. This is really exciting. You know, who doesn't want to save money on health insurance costs?
Yeah, and you're here to talk about it from a business, small business perspective. Frank is the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And you got some things that small businesses need to know about this.
Right? Absolutely. And that's who I want to talk to. Although, you know, if you don't work, if you're not a small business owner, you can still listen because you're going to learn something.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. All right. So you said November 1, that's Monday, the open enrollment period cranks back up again for the Affordable Care Act, people getting their health insurance through the marketplace. And remember, the marketplace was set up to provide premium assistance to most Americans who get their insurance through there so that it can make it more affordable, make the insurance policies more affordable.
And with, as a result of the pandemic, it's become even more
It's been more important now, but, and that's a whole other issue. But they changed the rules regarding premium assistance back in March. And what they did, two things. One, they lifted the old cap, which said that if you were over 400% of the federal poverty level, you couldn't get any premium assistance. Well, that means you were paying full rack rate, and those premiums kept on going up. Mm-hmm. So most small business owners could not get premium assistance, and they could not afford traditional health insurance through the marketplace. They had to go to some other alternative. Mm-hmm. The other thing that happened is that they increased the actual benefits for those who got premium assistance. So those two things are going to happen on this starting on Monday. And that's why small business owners have to pay attention. Because if a small business owner does not offer group health insurance and they have their health insurance through the normal process, they need to have an insurance agent or broker come see them to say, hey, can I now get premium assistance by going into the marketplace and getting quality health insurance? They're going to find out they can. And that's going to lower their health care costs. That's extremely important to most small business owners. Second thing.
This is all part of the American Rescue Plan.
Well, yes. The American Rescue Plan enabled these changes. Right. And in the reconciliation bill, there's a provision in there to extend it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to assume right now the changes are good through 2022.
Right.
And I'm going to assume the reconciliation plan is going to push it even out further. So that's one thing. Small business owners, you've got a health insurance policy individually, you better go see an agent or broker who understands about these health insurance premium assistance through the marketplace and reassess what you have. You might save money. Second, if you do offer group health insurance, you need to have an insurance agent or broker come see you about that, because with the lifting the cap of the 400% so that everybody now can get premium assistance, and the premium assistance is increased, you might find out that it'd be cheaper for you and your employees if you actually got out of your group health plan and allowed everybody to go into the marketplace to get their health insurance, because they will get premium assistance. They'll pay little, and I'm going to tell you how little in a little bit here. And the employer doesn't have to pay 50% of the premium.
Right. Okay. Right. Huh.
You know, it's not going to work for everybody. If you got a lot of employees that are paid really well, it's not going to work. But for most small businesses that have low to medium to moderate income employees, this could work. It could be a game changer for them to save money.
Because I wonder how those employees of those small businesses are going to feel about that. Wait a minute. You've been offering me group coverage.
But they've been paying for it. There are very few small business owners who are paying 100% of the premium.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
True.
So what if you told your employees, we're going to drop the group plan. You're going to get the same type of quality coverage, but you're going to pay less.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Third thing, if a small business owner does not offer health insurance, but they know the value of having their employees having health insurance, and they, you know, because they're healthier and they're more productive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have an intrinsic motivation to make sure that their employees get some type of health insurance coverage. Help them by getting one of the navigators from the Affordable Care Act to come in to talk to their employees to say, do you have a private policy? If so, let's look at it. Let's see if we can't get you one. It's just as good, but cheaper. And if you don't have a health insurance policy, we need to get you in there. Because let me tell you what's happened now. Because of the rule changes in March, 35% of the people now who are applying for health insurance can get it for less than $10 a month. Okay. Less than $10 a month for good quality health insurance. They had, from April through mid-May, they had 35,000 South Carolinians who came back in and say, I'm going to reassess what I've got because you've changed the rules. Right. And they found 40% of them, the most of those found that they could reduce their premiums by 40% by simply re-upping for the same coverage.
Right.
So you could say, if you have a policy, get it reassessed. You could save money. If you don't have a policy, you might get it for $10 a month.
Well, I'm glad you came in because we've known this for a while now, but this has not been really, I don't think, really well advertised, if you ask me.
Well, the problem is we've complained for a long time about that 400% cap on who can get premium assistance because it was not fair to small business owners.
Right.
And now it's lifted. And that's why it's important. Small business owners, they really have a stake in this game now that mm-hmm. they can get health insurance less expensively because now they're going to qualify for premium assistance, may say $300 or $400 a month.
Right. Okay. So small business owners, pay close attention to what's getting ready to happen here. And as you say, talk to – there's plenty of places around here who can walk you through this process.
And now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to not let them out there fishing around trying to find things. Mm-hmm. Just call my office.
Okay.
Well, 803-252-5733. 803-252-5733. We don't sell insurance. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to become a member for us to give you some advice of who to contact and get somebody in there to see if you can save you and your employees money on health insurance.
And what's that website, Frank? Because we can all remember websites these days,
right? Oh, it's www.scsbc.org. Small business owners are getting crushed by health care costs, according to a survey of the Small Business for America's Future, which I also co-chair. Mm-hmm. This is in critical save money, guys. Go out there and save money by reassessing your health insurance.
There you go. Get a hold of Frank and the folks over the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. What's that website again?
803-252-5733. I will personally get back to you.
Okay, that's the number. And the website?
www.scsbc.org.
All right. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you,
Frank. Now.